Welcome to another meeting of our talented family. Recordings of live performances at the UBC School of Music. Today, more student composers, the visiting Chinese music ensemble, and the return of the contemporary players. Let's just get rid of this. First up is the last half of the student composers concert held last November 6th in the UBC School of Music, and a vocal piece by Graham Wormuth, written on a text by Stein Steiner. My love is like the death that closes your eyes when evening late in summer. To be followed by Five Automatisms for Trombone Quartet by John Korsrud. The titles of the Five Automatisms are Dance, Two Monk Themes, the first one and the other one, Glut, and Sanctus. This will be followed by an ensemble piece by Ari Wise, entitled Kind, with Michelle Cherami on the flute, Carmen Handley on oboe, Glee Devereaux on English horn, Susan Elwood and Aloysius Fikita on clarinets, Isaac Bull on bassoon, and David Payne alto saxophone, and Mike Braverman on baritone. First, though, the UBC Chamber Singers, under the direction of Cortland Hultberg, and Graham Wormuth's adaptation of Stein Steiner's Song of Love. That's Five Automatisms for Trombone Quartet by John Corsred. Those five automatisms, again, I love these titles. Dance, two monk themes, the first one and the other one. Glut and Sanctus. And previous to that, Graham Wilmoth's version of Steinsteiner's Song of Love, sung by the UBC Chamber Singers and directed by Cortland Hultberg. Coming up next, Ari Wise and Kind, by a wind ensemble, I guess you could call it, composed of flute, oboe, English horn, two clarinets, bassoon, alto, and baritone sax. In a minute.
This music really sucks!
Yeah, why don't they play real music here?
In the Pit Pub, every Thursday night, CITR 101.9 FM presents
Cool Thursdays at the Pit with CITR.
Yes, all your favorite cool and alternative bands.
Cool and alternative drinks.
Cool and alternative people.
And a cool and alternative DJ from CITR.
Every Thursday night. Every Thursday night at the Pit Pub in the Student Union Building at UBC.
Quick, somebody get a cool and alternative ambulance.
Short and sweet, That's Kind by Ari Wise. Michelle Sheremy on the flute, Carmen Handley on the oboe, Glee Devereaux on English horn, Susan Elwood, Aloysius Fakit on clarinets, Isaac Bull on the bassoon, David Pay, alto sax, Mike Braverman on baritone sax. Moving now to the recording made Wednesday, November the 8th, the Concert of Traditional and Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Music. This is really pretty stuff. So what I'll do is just give you an idea of the kind of music that's going to happen and then just let it go. It'd be a shame to interrupt these. There's so many of them and they're so short. First off, Jingyang Hao, I hope I pronounced these correctly, Beautiful Jingyang, a traditional piece arranged by Huang Jirong, one of the members of the Chinese Instrumental Ensemble. An arrangement of the old melody Huan Li Ge, which celebrates the scenery of the Jingyang district of eastern China, followed by, okay, let's just get the English here, the Purple Bamboo Melody. A theme and variations in structure, this ancient melody is also from the Jingyang district. I love these titles. Next one is Autumn Moon Over the Peaceful Lake, a traditional piece arranged by Wang Jiaping of a Cantonese instrumental piece composed by Liu Weicheng in the 1930s, followed by Rain Beating on the Banana Leaves, another Cantonese piece, though of unknown authorship and in a 1950s arrangement. Picking Tea and Chasing Butterflies, the name of the next piece, a folk melody from Fujian province, usually performed instrumentally, here arranged by Sun Yong, a professional fruit... No, that's flute player. Okay, well, a little bit about the members of the Chinese Instrumental Music Ensemble. Sun Yong is the professional flute player in China. Prior to coming to North America, he graduated from the Boston Conservatory of Music and is presently in the master's program at UBC. Mr. Sun plays the dizi, a traditional Chinese flute of bamboo. Instrument is unique in the presence of an extra hole between the blowhole and first finger hole, over which is glued a thin piece of bamboo membrane. This vibrating membrane gives the tone a distinctly nasal quality, it says here. Huang Jirong graduated from the Shanghai Conservatory of Music and performed professionally in China for several years prior to coming to Vancouver. Mr. Huang plays the erhu. This fiddle-type instrument has two strings, formerly of silk but now usually of metal. The bow, unlike those of the Western instruments, passes between the strings and requires inward pressure for vibration of the lower string and outward pressure for the upper string. Wang Jiping also graduated from the Shanghai Conservatory of Music and played professionally in local ensembles. Mr. Wang plays the Yangqin dulcimer. This instrument, which is related to the Persian santur played by the local boy Paul Siray, and the Western hammer dulcimer, is trapezoidal in shape with several rows of ridges along the left and right sides. The strings are struck with slender bamboo beaters. And after Picking Tea and Chasing Butterflies, we get a piece called Lang Shanbo Zhu Ying Tai, a very popular melody composed in the 1950s and commonly known as the theme Butterfly Lovers. After that, The Moon Reflected in the Pond, of course, by Hua Yanzhen, a solo composition for erhu dating to the 1940s. Horse Race is probably the most fun. This 1960s for composition for erhu solo is also one of the most famous in the concert hall repertoire. Spring Comes to the Qingjiang River follows after that, a solo composition for the dulcimer. And the last piece will be The New Song of the Herdsman, another famous composition of the 1960s, a solo for the flute, reflects the influence of Mongolian culture on 20th century Chinese music. So here we go. The recording of the concert by the Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Ensemble, November the 8th, 1989, at the UBC School of Music, and broadcast here on CITR. Thank you. A quick splice there, thanks to our engineer, David Simpson. Thus ends the concert by the Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Music Ensemble. We heard Beautiful Jingyan, the Purple Bamboo Melody, Autumn Moon Over the Peaceful Lake, Rain Beating on the Banana Leaves, Picking Tea and Chasing Butterflies, The Butterfly Lovers, The Moon Reflected in the Pond, Horse Race, and Spring Comes to the Jingkang River, and lastly, the new song of the herdsman. Next week on Our Talented Family, the return of the Contemporary Players, featuring two pieces by Roger Smalley, visiting composer, who will be performing the piano parts on both those pieces himself. The Ellipse for String Quartet and High Voice by George Tintner, and In C by Terry Riley. Plus whatever else happens to be going on this week at the School of Music, and I'll get recorded for you. I'm Paul Funk. Thanks again to David Simpson for recording this. You're listening to CITR FM 101.9.